Welcome to the Digital Ed Podcast. This morning, we will be speaking with leaders at Digital Ed about our direction as a company. In the DE Podcast Studio / Zoom Room, we have Ruth Berman, Senior Director of Product and Design, Siobhan Paul, Director of Global Marketing, Luigi Casoli, Director of Customer Experience, and Benjamin Klein, our Senior Customer Success Manager. Thank you all for making time this morning.
So to kick it off, the question number one, we defined the company vision in Q1 of this year, and we've talked about it at various points since then. In your experience, has the direction evolved since we first discussed it in Q1? Is there anything that has been surprising about actually putting the vision into practice this year? Because I know we've done a lot about focusing more on our company vision and aligning on that. And what has that meant for you and your team? And I'm going to kick it off to Ruth to start.
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that was sort of interesting for me was, you know, what does it take to kind of get an initiative like that started and to get alignment and to kind of hit reset? There's almost like a transformation journey that happens. I think, you know, establishing the vision creates focus, and it was sort of like one of the first steps. And then there was so much to kind of get in place, just in terms of even our analytics, just our processes, communication practices, all of the different pieces that we were doing, even what was already in progress, just connecting that together to that vision, and using that as a North Star and seeing, you know, is it aligned? Is it not aligned? Was sort of its own process. And I think, you know, it was interesting to see how necessary that was and all these other pieces in order to set us up for execution. Whereas, you know, I kind of go right into it. So I thought, hey, I can just go right into execution. But no, there was a lot more transformation that was required than I really originally thought.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Yeah, I think from my team too, just like that part about, you know, focus on technology versus content, that's, you know, I think the biggest impact that I've noticed to my team, you know, we're focusing more on how do we support customers in unique things they're trying to do rather than how do we, you know, fulfill that content obligation that's needed to close that deal, right? Like it's been a lot more almost freeing in a way that we can focus on those things and provide a better support experience on the experience side. But at the same time, you know, it's helped us kind of focus on other things too that overall help in, I guess we'll talk about it more, but rowing in the same direction, as a company, things that help, other facets of the business. But yeah.
Hmm. Is that similar to how your experience has been in the customer success team, Ben?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because for us, it was a new department on top of everything else, right? So a department that didn't exist, prior to 2023. So there was a mix of, you know, building our own set of vision, for this brand new department. And of course, following the corporate direction and in the same time, how do we collaborate, you know, with Ruth, with G, with Siobhan and the rest of the team. So it was a very interesting year in terms of like combining, all those different, you know, perspectives from the corporate, from our own existence as well. And then how do we row in the same direction with all the other go-to-market departments. That was a for sure very interesting year from that perspective.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's interesting to start up a new team in the midst of direction change, but in a lot of ways advantageous to be able to align from the ground up. Yeah,
absolutely. Like it was a blank page basically, right?
And in the marketing team, I know we've had a significant change to reorganize our message around that. How do you feel it's evolved over the years, Siobhan?
It's evolved a lot this year. I think now we're more focused on our value and the value that we bring to our customers. Our messaging has become very, you know, customer focused, what we can do. What does it mean for our prospects to use Mobius? It's, you know, just outside of just being a platform for learning STEM. And I think that, you know, talking to our customers or prospects and asking them about their pain points and what kind of how we can solve for them is a great advancement that we've made for the team. So both in marketing and I think the sales team and customer success and even customer experience all have put that into their talk tracks when they're speaking to customers as well.
And now looking forward into 2024, I always find it very exciting, New Year resolutions and predictions. Do you guys have any thoughts about how the direction might change moving forward? I know that's a bit lofty for this conversation.
I can start.
That's a big question, yeah. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, because for us, it's an interesting thing. We've already started putting together our game plan for 2024, so it's a bit more tangible. Maybe for them, for other groups, I don't know about your plan, but so we're putting together a game plan for us, and obviously 2024 is going to be all about growth. I think we've done a pretty solid job at retaining our customers and generating some tangible growth through a price per unit increase. But next year it's really going to be all about connecting the dots, leveraging the foundations and the connections we've made with our existing customers to reach out to other departments. And by that, I mean in STEM, there's the M, where we're super strong, and then there's STE. And I can see from the leadership team that they want us to go out there and start making connection with STE within our institution clients. So it's going to be all about, retaining, but definitely getting out there and out and reaching out for new prospects within our institution's clients.
Yeah, so much of something like engineering is math-based that we could really be helping connect the dots with students. So it feels like just would be such an advantage to be partners with more of those departments.
Yeah, and to build off that too, I mean, like on the experience side, as we expand into other departments, our implementation for those departments changes too. So, we've been thinking a lot about that as we're wrapping up the year what are the different types of flavors of implementation for customers? What are the different ways we can get them to, a good ROI quicker? And how do we show them the most value in the shortest amount of time? So I think for me, at least in my department, as, Ben's team and, as sales brings in these new opportunities from new areas that we haven't explored previously, we're looking at how do we make that work, right? And how do we get them up and running with the software as efficiently as possible? So, yeah.
Definitely, not so much transition, but highlighting the customer experience has been a great advancement for Digital Ed. And, just the initiatives that we started in 2023, continuing them on to 2024 is going to be super exciting, like the enablement objectives that we've done, whether it be the blended learning classes that we're going to continue on in 2024, expanding them for different type of courses. It's going to be really interesting to see, making sure that, we do have that regular communication with our customers is going to be amazing. So that's going to be, I think, a very strong point for 2024, as well as, before, and this might go into your next question, is we were always very concerned about, Digital Ed, the brand, and Mobius, the brand. And then 2024, we're really going to focus on the platform and the solution of Mobius and what it means, whether it means having new tools that our product team is going to probably manage. We introduced Mobius grading this year. Sorry, tell me, Ruth, if I'm stepping on your toes here. Advancements in the new UI. It's going to make sure that we're going to really ensure that our marketing message is out there. It's exciting news for both our customers and our prospects. I'm going to shut up now so that Ruth can fully explain the product.
No, that's all right. I mean, like, it's a partnership, right? So like, to hear you talk about it and to hear like how it's interpreted by yourself and in the messaging too is actually really awesome. So I just kind of want to underscore some of the things that you were saying around focusing on talking through the solution and how critical that is. And on the product side, from my perspective, it's not a thing. Like it's actually a solution. If we're not solving anything, then we don't actually really have a product. We do solve a lot of different specific challenges within STEM specifically, And so, you know, for us, that shift in the narrative around the product, not being just a laundry list of tools and actually being solutions to problems, is so critical. And conversely, like, you know, as you're, when you're talking about understanding the problems and that being sort of a big advancement, that's super critical, because if we don't understand the problem, we can't develop really a solution that's effective. And that's what's so important. The more that we actually understand the domain, the more that we actually understand the problems that are solved and the solutions that we offer, the better that we're going to be at all of those critical conversations that we have to have all across, you know, our customer base, internally, everywhere. So I really love like the shift to solution, and just kind of underscoring the point that Luigi was talking about around execution, and making it faster for our customers to get to value. That's what a really core focus for us on the product side. And what's probably most interesting for me, you know, with a product that's been around for so long, this product has been around in different ways for, almost 20 years at this point, you know, so it's well proven in the market, but also that means things change and interactions change and technologies change and what people are doing in the domain changes. And so, I think the most interesting thing for me is how that turns into digital transformation for us, how that enables digital transformation for the institutions that we're working with who are also going through that journey as well. And I was talking to Chad the other day, and you know, just talking about, Meg, what you were saying around, you know, what does 2024 have in store for us? I was kind of talking to Chad and is like, yeah, it feels like, you know, 2023 was us kind of getting our strategy together and like the playbook. And now we're entering our execution era. And it really feels like that's kind of what's happening. So I just want to kind of underscore those points from others.
So, Siobhan, you had alluded to my next question. As a longtime employee, I think you're at 5 years.
Yep.
Six years.
Yes. Willing. Someone willing. Yes. It might be 6 years.
As a longtime employee of Digital Ed, how does the year's direction compare to the direction when you joined? I know it's changed from the previous year, but then, you know, 5-6 years back.
When I first joined, it was more of trying to differentiate ourselves from being a spinoff. We always referred to us as, you know, digital ed, and very strongly with the, you know, two brands. We are Digital Ed. We have Mobius as our platform. Now we're sort of going, you know, doing a 180 and sort of try to say that Mobius is what we're leading with. This is what we're strong, and this is what we're paying attention to. It's not ourselves. It's the platform and what the platform can do for our customers. And it's a very clear message. And I think it's we can build great story behind that, which really brings out Mobius as the brand. And I think it will be a lot clearer for our teams to be able to express that to our customers and to our prospects, that, you know, don't worry about Digital Ed. It's in the background. That's who we are. But this is what's important. It's Mobius, the platform, and this is how we will help you.
Yeah, it feels like the 5 or 6 years that we've been together as a company has bought us the confidence to be Digital Ed quietly.
Exactly. Which,
you know, in our heart who we are.
Exactly. And I think it also brings that that essence. We talked about humility and being humble. Yes. With what we do. And I think with our focus on customer success and the customer experience, we know now who the important people are. And what we're doing is we're not telling our instructors and our institutions what to do, but we're providing them with the tool and the solutions for them to be able to enhance the learning and bring out the the student success. And that's what we're all building towards. So I think the messaging will be a lot clearer in 2024. And I think it's also a lot easier to speak to. There is some emotion there as well. So the storytelling will definitely be very important coming in 2024.
That's a good point. Yeah, the humility that Marty talked about when he came on board was one of the biggest eye openers for me about his beginning here. Our CEO, Marty Callahan, just mentioned, you know, when he came on board, we should be we are a humble company and it's our customers doing incredible things and we should not lose focus on that. And it was like, yeah, how could it be seen any other way? It was so obvious once he'd said it. And such an important, I think, building block. For Luigi and Ben on the customer side, what does this direction mean for our interactions with and support for customers?
Yeah, I'll go first. I mean, it's been nice. I kind of talked about it earlier about how, you know, we have this renewed focus on, you know, the experience for the customer, empowering customers, making sure they can do what they want to do. But it's also given us some time to kind of take a step back too. And, you know, we're obviously focusing on working with instructors, but the students, you know, like they have a lot of questions. We've done a lot of work this year, bringing on our artificial hire Moby, to support them in their experience and giving them, a quick chatbot experience that handles a lot of questions that, you know, honestly, if I'm trying to get into my class, you know, why do I have to wait, you know, to get an answer from someone when the answer is pretty straightforward and obvious and we can automate that and make that a lot quicker. So we've been able to kind of leverage Moby there, and use them to get students into classes quicker. And in doing that, we've also created more time within our team to focus on the instructors and what they're trying to do with students and how they, can provide the best learning experience for them. So, to me, that's really a point that stands out a lot. And, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see how it evolves in 2024 as well.
Yeah, on the customer success side, what's going to be really interesting is, we've heard, in 2023 a lot of, feedback and comments around the platform and what they like, what they don't like. And, it seems like they, you know, we have long time customers that have been asking, you know, for the new UI, document import as well. And all those things are coming along and they're, and so in 2024, we're going to be able to, get back to our customer and say, hey, look, we listen to you. And here are the things that now we're developing and giving you access to through Mobius. So it's going to be a very good, you know, I hope 2024 for us is going to be like, we're going to be the good, delivering good messages, you know, and good news to our customers, and truly hoping that through this process of showing them that we've listened to them, that, hey, now can you help us? And I'm going back to, you know, the strategy in 2024. So now that we've delivered, can you help us, you know, talk to those other departments, to the other people that could definitely now leverage Mobius? And Ruth was mentioning something around, you know, 2023 has been really like building the playbooks. In CS, we felt very much that way too. You know, we started from scratch, so we had to try a lot of different things. You know, I come from a more like a corporate white collar type of CS and discovering the industry, and the higher head was something very interesting for me because I had to adapt, you know, the codes and the cadences and the way you run your PRs and whatnot to a different industry. So really looking forward to having a 2024 where we're like a well-oiled machine, you know, where we know the processes, now we are full mode execution, and then we reap the benefits of all the hard work we've done in 2023.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and just a quick thought I had, like I feel like we've all experienced it at some point, but I mean, I've worked in places and maybe here for a period of time too, where it felt like we were kind of just always in that feedback collecting stage and just always, you know, all right, things might change. I hope things change. And, you know, this year was really the year where it felt like, you know, Marty came in, great vision, great focus on things. And yes, we kind of had the first half of the year where there was a lot of feedback collection, but, you know, I mean, every time I talk with Ruth, there's something new cooking. It's always inspiring, and, you know, it's great working with everyone who, you know, really wants to see things change. And that's what 2024 feels like to me. It's the fruits of our labor. We've already done so much, and now we're going to continue that evolution. So yeah, it's the thought I had while Ben was speaking about collecting feedback and, you know, things changing.
Yeah, I agree 100%. We have 6 minutes left, so I'll get to Ruth's question. What sort of thought goes into creating a company direction like this from a product design side? Because I know that there's a lot that goes into considering features and partnerships and a whole array of extra kind of considerations for you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it goes back to what Luigi was talking about around like the feedback that we did get. That was really, and for Ben as well, you know, in what you were both saying there about that feedback collection piece and what we were hearing from customers. That's really sort of a major element. But there's also a bunch of other pieces to look at as well. And, it's really kind of looking at, you know, I think we've all had an experience where, or many of us, maybe not all of us, but many of us have had an experience where we encountered some form of math. We were like, ooh, you know, I just am not getting this. And I think it's really trying to understand from the student perspective, how do we break through those barriers of understanding and how do we make it accessible? You know, and trying to figure out how do we kind of get students to walk away being successful in the program that they've always wanted to be a part of instead of what we typically see, which is a really high dropout rate for that first year and then walking away thinking, ooh, this was just maybe not for me and picking something else. And I think that that's kind of at the core of it is sort of the driving force and how do we help instructors with who are actually really the educational experts in how they envision, you know, new and innovative ways of doing that. And then there's also the really tricky balance of doing that while we kind of move our platform to our target architecture. And also, how do we do that profitably? You know, and that's kind of a big part of the move from content to platform. We still have content, but how do we enable the other people who are really experts at making content and put that into our system? How do we make content creation easier? And how do we make that more shareable and just, you know, faster to do so that if instructors are creating those assignments and they are creating those lessons and those interactions for students, how do we help them do that in a frictionless way? And that's really sort of our North Star. It's really like, what are they trying to do? What is the main problem in this space? What are others not doing? And that's kind of all that goes into it. We also have already a very well-established product that is a wonderful product. It's just under a user experience that needs a bit of an update.
Yeah, that makes sense. And focused on the technology and the pain points and the solutions leads to a very exciting plans to update those experience parts of the product, which I know we're all super excited for. Are there any closing thoughts in the last 3 minutes that anyone wants to share? All right, I'll wrap up. And thank you so much for everyone's time. I really, really appreciate it. I know everyone's super busy at the end of the year.
Yeah, no. Thanks for having us, Meg.
Thanks. Yeah, it was great. Great initiative.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is fun. Thanks.
Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.